Hello, Grinders, and welcome to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to break down the games for you guys. We have a nice slate, 15 games. Let's just dive right in, because there's a lot to talk about. Very interesting slate overall. So, just fasten your seatbelts, and let's get ready to rock. We got the first game up. We got the New York Yankees, Baltimore Orioles. We got Sonny Gray and Andrew Cashner. This is a 10-run total. You saw this game yesterday. Again, another game to attack if the weather is good. I'm assuming it's going to be. I heard there were rumors that it wasn't going to, but now I'm looking at Ross' report on the game. And I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of green. It looks like this game is going to be good to go. Going to be 85 degrees out. Wind blowing out. I mean, Andrew Cashner is someone that we want to target in DFS. We want to get a ton of exposure to. Load up the bats. You can play them all. Every single Yankee is firmly in play. Looking at Cashner stats, XFIP 5.19. I mean, the hard contact has been a little bit better at 30.5% to each. That's in 2017. Let's just pull up 2018 only. I like to use those numbers now. This year, the hard contact still against righties is actually 28.4, and then against lefties is 48.2. So he's definitely having more struggles against lefties for the hard contact, but still struggling against both, right? Woba against the righties, 375. Woba's against lefties, 370. So overall, I mean, cash is someone you want to target. You heard this yesterday. Just load up on the Yankee bats. One of my favorites, especially FanDuel specific, because he's just too cheap over there, is Greg Bird. He's just too cheap for his price. So make sure to get some exposure to him over there. Still has a pretty good price tag too on Fantasy Draft at 7.8K as well. So make sure to get exposure to Bird today. He's going to be a really good option. And just that Yankees lineup is a good one to target. On the opposite side, like, I'm not a big Sonny Gray fan, but I don't know. I'm not interested in the Orioles. It's just too big of a slate yesterday. I didn't mind maybe sprinkling some, but I don't know. I'm kind of off them just because, you know, it's a very big slate, and I just don't think I need to go that route. If you need to take a Jace Peterson as a value play batting first in cash, I wouldn't hate it, but don't think you have to. And then, like, Manny Machado, if you have the money for him, sure, go for it. But I don't know. Orioles today, I'm going to pass on. If Chris Davis becomes chalk, I'll be happy because that man is terrible now, and I am not touching him until he somehow starts playing well and proves to me, because that guy's been awful. So, yeah, overall, just load up on the Yankee bats in this game. Let's go to the next one. Toronto Blue Jays, Detroit Tigers. We have Jaime Garcia against Blaine Hardy. And you could argue the Tiger stack is an interesting, sneaky stack, right, that people won't be on. I know their prices have gone up a little bit, you could say. Miguel Cabrera should be in the lineup. We got Nick Castellanos at 4.3. We got Miguel Cabrera at 4.4. Goodrum 3.7. McCann at 2.9. I mean, there's some really good price tags on these guys. Jacoby Jones at 3K. So, I mean, Jaime Garcia is a guy that I would definitely, you know, be a fan of targeting. Again, is it the right slate to do it? I'm unsure. It's one of those things where it's, you know, as you go through things, you kind of have to see how you're building your lineups, and depends on like what kind of pitchers you want. But I do think they are a cheap stack that's in play, right, with all these you know, high end pitchers that you could be paying for, which we'll get to and we'll talk about. I think they're in play as one of the cheaper stacks that you could consider that could help make things work, right? Because if you're doing a double pay up for pitcher, paying up for, you know, a pitcher, and then you have an expensive stack with you, maybe like you get a nice three-man stack here. So I don't hate it against Garcia. He's someone that definitely we do look to target at times. The XFIP this year is at 450. He's, you know, giving up an ISO to 370, or not 370, 340 to lefties, 200 to righties. Definitely giving up a lot of power. The hard contact against righties is 36.6%. I mean, he's giving it up. So I definitely think targeting Garcia a little bit is not a bad idea. On the opposite side, I mean, Blaine Hardy is someone that we can target too. This Jays offense, we like to play them when they're going up against lefties. And who are the candidates for that, right? It's your typical guys. Josh Donaldson, of course, he makes sense. Donaldson's not going to be in the lineup, it looks like. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he got hurt, and I must have missed that one day. But, yeah, I guess no Donaldson. We look like he never projected lineup, which a little confused about. Yeah, I mean, he just still has calf tightness. I don't know. I think it should be fine, but I haven't played many Blue Jays lately anyways. But so did not notice that one. I just have not looked at the Blue Jays at all this past week. So anyways, This lineup, though, Teoscar Hernandez, right? He's a guy that I'm going to want to target. I do think with Donaldson on lineup, that obviously does water down the lineup a little bit. I always like having him in there. When he's not in there, it can be frustrating. Wish I had Steve Pierce, too. He's another guy who's hurt that always mashes the lefties that I like to get exposure to. Kevin Pillar could be an interesting value if he gets that bump in the lineup spot. Justin Smoke, he has a really good price tag on. You know, I think we look to target him. I think he's certainly in play on this slate and someone to look at. And then on top of that, you got Russell Martin, Solarte. Like, they're okay options, but I don't know. I think it's mainly looking at Hernandez, Pillar, and I guess Smoke. But and if Donaldson is in the lineup, I mean, there is a chance he's going to be in there. Saying it's minor, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I don't think it's going to be a long injury, but you don't know when he's going to come back from that. So, yeah, I think that's it for this game. Like I said, I prefer the Tiger side a little more than the Blue Jay side because, like I said, I don't love this lineup right now. I'm curious, like I said, when they have injuries and whatnot, what can happen is the lineups can just be a little bit different and give you some value out of nowhere. So that can obviously help. Maybe guys you weren't expecting on the day that hit towards the top of the lineup. So, all right, next game, Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. And this is a game I looked at first, and it was a minus 125 total. And now we're getting some reverse line movement and just the line moving the opposite way. You got the Cubs and Tyler Chatwood. It looks like, you know, people bet in this game. It looks like the sharper side is liking the Mets a little bit, which is weird because, like I said, I thought Chatwood would be fine. But I know he has had his struggles against lefties, and this is a spot where I could see him struggling a little bit. I hope he doesn't, though. I kind of thought that this, you know, awful AAA Mets lineup would be one that we don't, you know, we want to keep targeting. And like I said, I know Chatwood hasn't been that great with struggling in 2018. 5.58 xFIP. He's definitely had his issues with that, but still having a nice ground ball rate at 54.2%. I mean, that's what you want to see. The lefties is where you're going to see some problems. Wobat 356. The K percentage is definitely down. You know, against righties, it's 24%, but against lefties, it's 14.8%. Walking a ton of guys. He's walking righties at 21.5% and lefties at 19.1%. I mean, that's the biggest problem. And if he lets people on and then those lefties, you know, get a hold of him, that's going to be a problem. You know, if Conforto, Bruce, say they walk a guy, or Cabrera, or even Nemo, like these top four, if any of these guys get walked and he just keeps having troubles, this could be a disaster for Chatwood. Like I said, I thought I was going to like the Cubs here, but at least as a whole, I thought maybe they had a shot to win this game. Thought I'm actually like betting this game today, but I don't know. I'm a little worried now the more I've looked into it. And Chatwood's a guy I just think I'm going to stay away from. The price, you might look at it and say, oh, it looks kind of appealing, but I think even though this Mets lineup is ugly and it seems like we can play any team, any pitcher against them right now, I think Chatwood's one we should stay away from. But I think we should look at this Mets lineup and really kind of consider it as a pretty good team to look for some decent value here. Like, Jay Bruce, he's been really bad, so I'm okay with staying away from him. If you want to stack him and put him in the stack, fine, but don't play him as a one-off. I think that's a dumb idea at this point. And if you're going to, like, you know, if you want to play this game, because Chatwood has all these walk issues, like, just stack it up, because if he walks guys and then the guy hits a home run, you're going to get all that correlation together. So Nemo, Cabrera, Conforto, if you want to put Bruce in there, fine. Adrian Gonzalez, sure. I don't know, you gotta kind of get creative, but obviously Nemo, Cabrera, and Conforto are like the main three I like, and they probably fit for like a nice like 5-3 stack, like on you know, DraftKings specifically. And then you know, if you're playing fantasy draft, obviously you know, you can put them wherever you want for sure. On the opposite side, the Cubs, like, I definitely have interest in their offense against Zach Wheeler. Wheeler is someone that I've definitely been targeting this year, and I do want to continue to target. He's been, you know, he's been a little bit better, but I still think we can definitely target him. And it's mainly with the lefties, right? Obviously, he's done very well against right-handed hitters. All green. If you look at the plate IQ, everything is green here. You know, the ISO's down, the WOBA's down, but lefties is where he has his struggles, so I want to look there. Giving up a 43.6% hard contact. So, Ben Zobrist, Jason Hayward likely getting that bump up to the two spot. It's probably going to stay there. Joe Maddon, you know, he's got a method to his madness. I was laughing at him yesterday, but he was like, it's just time for Jason Hayward to hit up here. It was like, that was his quote, I think. It was kind of funny. So I like him a lot moving up in that spot. And like I said, I want to target Wheeler with lefties. He's one of those lefties I'm going to look at as just like an interesting value play in my cash games. Zobrist again, too. I like him. Anthony Rizzo, you have to love him here. I think he's a great candidate to hit one out tonight. And Kyle Schwarber, like all these lefties. Ian Happ, I just want to get exposure to them. And wouldn't mind, obviously, if you're stacking them up, say you are. Obviously, you can include Chris Bryan and Wilson Contreras. You know, I'd probably only put one of them in there, but it just depends on how you're working your stack. Because, like I said, I want to get exposure to lefties, and that Mets bullpen is not that great. Let's go to the next one. We got the Washington Nationals. We have the Atlanta Braves. This is an 8 total, and Steven Strasburg against Mike Foltynewicz. And I have interest in Strasburg. The Braves definitely have had, once they lose Acuna, that obviously hurts them a little bit. But I don't want to go crazy targeting him. It's like these top-end pitchers today, they have nice names, but they're not in the greatest spots. So I'm kind of torn on what I want to do with Strasburg. I think he's in play as a cash game play. He's in play as a tournament play. I think he's has a fair price, but I'm a little concerned and don't know what I'm doing with him for sure yet. He's not my favorite pitcher on the board today, but he's in play, right? He's in the player pool. I'm considering him. Sorry, I can't give you a stronger take on it. It's just one of those things. I could see myself maybe doing it in cash. I think it's fine in tournaments because, like, I think all these top-end pitchers are fine options to pull the trigger on in tournaments, but I don't have a strong stance on what I want to do with him right now. Let's go on and talk about Foltynewicz now. I think this is a good spot to target some of these guys like Juan Soto. I really want to go with the lefties like Juan Soto, Bryce Harper, Matt Adams. Like this spot for these guys. Not my favorite spot to just stack up the Nats. I don't think I want to go crazy with them. Looks better for like maybe a mini stack rather than a full-on stack. But if you want to full-on stack them, I totally understand. And I'm not playing any Braves bats. But I just want to kind of keep it simple with the Nationals. Don't like, you know, I'm not messing around with these bottom of the order guys like Taylor, Defoe, and Severino who are not the greatest. Next game up, Milwaukee Brewers, Chicago White Sox, Chase Anderson versus Hector Santiago. And I think this might be a cross-off game for me today, just one I don't really want to look to. That's probably wrong, though. I mean, Hector Santiago's there. I should probably get exposure to him on the Brewers side. I really don't want the White Sox side, though. Sure, Chase Anderson, he's not a great pitcher, but I just don't see myself going with many of these White Sox. A lot of these righties I prefer once they're against lefties. Sure, if you want to take Moncada as a one-off, I wouldn't hate it, but I don't know. I'm just not looking at these White Sox today. The Brewers, though, are interesting. There are good price tags on some of these guys. I don't want it to go overlooked, especially on FanDuel, like Ryan Braun, still 3.2K. That's a guy that has had a dumb price tag for a while. Wanted to definitely look to get some exposure to him. Hayes Aguilar, still, he has a nice price tag at 3.4. Let's see. We got Ryan Braun. He's 4K on DraftKings. Aguilar, 4.3. Fair price tags. I think I'm really going to target with those guys, though. Kane, I like too. If you want to mix in Travis Shaw, I think you should mix in Travis Shaw because, again, like, sure, he might be lefty-lefty, but who cares? It's Travis Shaw. He's a very good hitter. And with that terrible Chicago White Sox bullpen comes in, you're going to get him under own. It's a great idea. So, yeah, and on fantasy draft, Ryan Braun, 7.2K. Just too cheap. So Braun is definitely going to be a guy I look to target a lot and should be getting some exposure to today on this slate. Still haven't had a cross-off game yet. I normally try to get them early on out the way, but we still don't have that. So again, pretty good slate today. Let's go on to the next one, though. Like I said, just a little exposure to some of these bats, not going too crazy, but that Brewer stack is probably the better side and the one you want to get exposure to for sure. And definitely could be an interesting stack because, again, they are boom-bust. I always say that. And when they boom, they boom. So Hector Santiago is definitely a guy that you can do that against. He has had his struggles in the majors. We'll just pull up the numbers and say it. Like I said, XFIP, 5.76. Woba against righties, 3.51. ISO, 273. I mean, just had his struggles and giving a hard contact at 58.4%, probably because the 2018 numbers, he hasn't had a ton of starts, so it's a little skewed with those ridiculous numbers. But yeah, even if you make it with 2017, I mean, definitely had his issues. So yeah, look to target Hector Santiago a little bit on this slate. Next game up, though, Minnesota Twins. 8.5 total here, and we have two really good pitchers. We have Carlos Carrasco and Jose Berrios. I love Jose Berrios. I'm a big Jose Berrios fan, but I'm not a fan of targeting the Indians. I would be staying away from playing Berrios. If you think that Berrios is a guy that we could target, just don't be playing him today. It's just not the right slate, not the right matchup. No Berrios for me. But on the opposite side, Carlos Carrasco, I think it's a really interesting play. Probably the under-owned pitcher on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, but I'll say this, on FanDuel, he's a lot cheaper than everyone else, and I don't like Carrasco more than the other top-end pitchers on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, but on FanDuel, I mean, it has to be a conversation about his price. Like, you get Chris Sale at 11K, you have Garrett Cole at 11.4K, you have Carrasco at 9.4K, and then Strasburg at 10.3. I mean, you're getting a significant discount on Carrasco. So he's in the conversation for me as someone to consider in cash, someone to like a lot in tournaments. That price might be enough where it just helps you get in the Coors bats. Haven't made a ton of lineups yet, but like I just remember from the other day playing Paxton and playing Arenado and Story and Dahl. And I didn't have a lot of money to work with, but I made it work with the value, and it's a 15-game slate. So if you want to jam in the Coors bats or any other bats, like, Carrasco could be the route to be able to make that work in cash games. I don't know if I'll do it, but my first look was just like, man, this is a really interesting route to go and something I'm going to consider, especially when lineups are coming out, and definitely tinker with a little bit. But because, again, the matchups are kind of tough for the top-end pitchers today. And it's not like the Twins is an easy matchup today, one that you're just excited about. But I think he is certainly in play and someone to be considering for sure on this slate. I wouldn't want to overlook Carrasco. I think on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, it's very easy to overlook them today. He could be, obviously, an interesting tournament play. It's tough for me to really do that in tournaments on there. People know I'm a lot more of a cash game guy. I get if you want to pivot over to him, if you like Carrasco a lot and dug into the data and say, hey, you just think it's a phenomenal play. I don't think it's a absolutely phenomenal play where I just want to, make that pivot. But he is a very talented pitcher. I totally get that. Yeah, no bats for me in this game, though. Let's not target the bats. We can cross those off the list. So we found something to cross off so far. Next game up, Boston Red Sox, Houston Astros, and this is the battle of the aces, Chris Sale versus Gerrit Cole. This will be a lot of fun to watch. On top of that, give you a little sneak peek to some Roto-Grinders Premium. You can find this on other places, but it's nice and easy in our lineup HQ to find. But we got the umpire data, which I obviously like a lot, but these guys are both really talented pitchers, and they have extreme pitchers umpires, which I don't think they're guys that need that, but hey, it never hurts to have that, right? And I'd say it definitely helps when you have a matchup against teams that don't strike out a ton. Really good, just talented offenses. So that could definitely help play into their favor a little bit. I like Sale and Cole. I think they're both really good options today. It's tough to pick between the two. I think the best route to go, and I know he's an underdog in this game, I think it's Sale, though. I think Mookie Betts should be back in this lineup. I know they've been talking about it. I've seen it on Twitter a bunch that they're talking about how he should be back soon. And it's one of those things. I think the quote was, if this was a September baseball game, he would be playing. Basically, like, if it was a race to kind of win the division, he'd be playing games. So this is kind of a big game here. I think it feels against the Astros, at least a game that you want your big bat against someone like Gerrit Cole. So I don't know. I think he's going to be in this game. That's just my take, though. I think that also helped that lineup, too. And they don't strike out a ton, right? 18.4% strikeout rate for the Red Sox as a team this year. But on the opposite side, the Astros can't strike out. It's not like they can't do it. They strike out 22% of the time against lefties. Not the biggest sample size on it, but I do think it's going to be a good spot to target with Sale. Like, if you tell me to pick one, I'm going with the Chris Sale rally. Like I said, I know Gerrit Cole has been phenomenal this year, but I expect him to regress a little bit so far from what he's done. And I'm going to buy in on Chris Sale. I still think Chris Sale is a better pitcher, and he is my number one right now if I can make him work with my bats. That's the question, is can you make him work with your bats, though? Because it's not the easiest. But Sale's my number one right now. It's not my favorite because of the matchup. It's not like this absolute lock and load spot, but I like Chris Sale a lot on this slate. I think he's someone that you want to be paying up for. And if it's from a raw points perspective, he's my raw points guy right now. I think we can keep this simple, guys. No bats here, though. I think it's pretty simple. Talk about the pitchers. They're obviously great. They're going to be really good options, but no bats in this game, so we can easily move on to the next one. We have the Oakland Athletics, the Kansas City Royals, and 9.5 total. And we got Frankie Montas against Ian Kennedy. Looking at Frankie Montas, he looks like a guy I think I'm going to want to get exposure to going forward. Maybe take some shots on when he has good matchups, right? Like, in a spot against the White Sox, that'd be fun. Like that Arizona spot was a good spot. I don't think I played that slate, or maybe missed it, overlooked, but it would have been a good spot. I don't know. It's kind of saying it afterwards. Looks like I'm result-oriented on it, but I think where we want to target him is in matchups where we could see them teams that struggle against right-handed pitching. I think we could take shots on him for cheap. I don't know. The Royals just don't strike out a ton, so I think it's fine to just stay away from him here. Definitely moving the ballparks too, out of the Oakland ballpark. Should hurt a little bit going into Kansas City, but not a huge difference. I just think the Royals offense is not one I like to target because they don't strike out a ton. So no Frankie Montas for me. And on the opposite side, Ian Kennedy, he can have his struggles, gives a ton of fly balls. That is his MO. He's a fly ball guy. And, man, we could get Chris Davis with a K back here, it looks like. So he is interesting. Matt Olson, like him and his price. Jed Lowry, like him a ton. Matt Joyce in a good spot. I want all the A's here in tournaments. I think they're a really great tournament stack, getting them out of that ballpark into Kansas City where it's going to be 92 degrees. Man, like, I think the A stack is such a good sneaky stack today. One that you, I think it's one you want to get exposure to. They have so much boom bust upside. Sure, if it doesn't hit, you just move on to the next day, wash your hands clean. That upside for them is incredible, right? If you get like 8 athletics runs, like, you're getting a lot of home runs there, and I think this is a spot where you can get a big game from them. So I like the A's a lot. I think they're a team you want to get some exposure to in your cash games, and I love stacking this one up in tournaments. Definitely a big fan of this. I want to target Ian Kennedy. I like targeting Ian Kennedy. I'm going to continue to. Pittsburgh Pirates, St. Louis Cardinals is an 8 total. Jameson Taillon versus Miles Mikolas, and Miles Mikolas is just a pretty talented pitcher overall. Pirates don't strike out a ton. Mikolas doesn't get a lot of strikeouts. I expect Mikolas to just pitch an efficient game, but not a ton of DFS upside, so stay away from him just because of that, and stay away from the Pirates offense. No need to look at that, but Jameson Taillon, I kind of like him a little bit, mainly because of the price. Not on FanDuel, don't like that price, but it's DraftKings is where it's interesting, and fantasy draft. 6.8K on draft. Kings fantasy draft, 13.9K, just a really nice price tag against an offense in the Cardinals that are really right-handed heavy. You know, the right-handers, that's the thing. Whenever I see the Cardinals, I know they're like a good offense, and I don't love to pick on them a ton, but if I can get like a discount on a guy, like just a good bargain against the Cardinals, I kind of start to get interested in them, and especially on a pitcher like Taillon. I mean, the exit's at 3.77. He's definitely done very well against righties overall. He's had his struggles against lefties with 0.360 WOBA against lefties, but he's kept the hard contact down to only 30%. I mean, it's not ideal, but he's been so good against righties. Hard contact at 16.9%, the ISO's at 1.23, having a 27.2 K percentage against righties. Against lefties, only a 16.8, so his struggles have been against lefties. But what lefties are you scared of? Sure, you're scared of Matt Carpenter. He's definitely one to worry about, but I mean, there's a lot of righties in this lineup. You could see possibly only 2 lefties in there. That could be great for Taillon. I like him as an interesting tournament option. Don't mind him in cash. Don't know if you have to go that cheap. It's interesting, but I'm not in love with that. It's one of those things I think it's going to take the day for me to talk myself onto officially. But because again, I like safe, easy pitching options that just kind of work, right? But it's definitely not one of those days you're going to have to dig deep on some things and maybe take some chances on some guys. I like kind of taking a chance on Taillon here today. That means no interest in the bats in this game. Kind of just maybe Matt Carpenter is a one-off and that's it. That's kind of where I would put it. But no one else, no bats in this game. We can move on to the next one. This is the game of the slate. It always is the game of the slate, right? 11.5 total. Los Angeles Dodgers, Colorado Rockies. We got call up Dennis Santana, who looks like a pretty good pitcher. Wish we didn't have him in Coors, but what are you going to do? Nothing you can do about that. Got the call up for his first game. And then you got Tyler Anderson on the opposite side. 11.5 total. Definitely want to get exposure to this one. I mean, it's Coors. You know, just load up. Find ways to get exposure to this game. Instead of telling you who's just a good play and a good matchup, I'll just tell you kind of site-wise. It's better to just say, point out the values and guys that you kind of want to look at, I think, instead. Like, let's do FanDuel first. DJ LeMay, who's only 3K, he's probably coming back from the deal. That's a nice price. David Dahl, like him at 3.4. And if you want to pay out for Blackman or Arenado, you go the Blackman route if you can only pick one. And it's going to be tough to get in the rest of them, right? Dahl and LeMay, who are like the two values that you might want to jam in your cash or get some exposure to in your tournaments as well. And then on the Dodgers side on FanDuel, you got Matt Kemp at 3.6, don't hate that. He's been hitting the ball well. I mean, Enrique Hernandez, if he gets a nice lineup spot at 3K, I think you have to like that a lot. That's going to be a really nice price tag. I mean, Puig at 3.1. There's definitely some good spots here for these guys. You got Forsyth at 3K, Barnes at 3K as well. Let me see what... let me see what Grandal is. He's 3.7. They don't look like, doesn't look like he's going to be in the lineup, but you never know. I like kind of getting these cheap guys, maybe get some exposure to them. And if you want to stack them up whichever way you want. It's Coors Field. Make sure to get exposure. Don't miss out. And Justin Turner, he's the best bat on the Dodgers, but you have to pay for him, 4.1K. But he's the best bat here against Tyler Anderson, in my opinion. Let's talk DraftKings now, see what price tags we have. Enrique Hernandez, 3.9K, Kemp, 4.4, Turner at 4.6 is a really nice value on DraftKings. That's the guy we probably want to get, so I like that price over there. He's definitely someone I would look to be getting exposure to on this slate. DJ LeMay, who's 4.4 on DraftKings, so you're not getting really the discount you wanted. Dahl's at 4.4, not what you were getting on, but I still like that price. Still think we can get exposure to it. Carlos Gonzalez at 3.9 is interesting. DraftKings made it a little tougher for you. And Ian Desmond, 3.7, and Ionetta, 3.4, could definitely be interesting price tags as well. Blackman and Arenado are pretty priced up, but if you're able to make it work, sure, obviously like them. And let's see Fantasy Draft, see what they have here on theirs. You know, there's a similar to DraftKings normally. Enrique Hernandez is the cheaper option. Kemp's got a decent price tag. Puig is pretty priced up over there, though. Nothing crazy there. On the Rockies side, you got LeMahieu at 8.1K and Dahl at 8.2. Those are great values to look at. Even Cargo at 7.2, so those are really good values. And then maybe fill that with Blackman, right? That could be like a nice four-man stack that you do. And, you know, you could throw an iNet at 6.72 to pull out the five if you want. But, pretty good price tags all around the industry. I think we're going to be able to get some exposure to it for the most part. So make sure to jam those guys in and get exposure to them. And if you want to fade them, sure, go for it in tournaments. But cash games, I don't think you want to fade them. Miami Marlins, Arizona Diamondbacks. We got a 9-run total here, and we got Elizer Hernandez going up against Clay Buchholz. And sure, the humidor's there, but I do think runs will be given up here. If you look on the Marlins side first, like, again, I'm not playing any of these pitchers, but on the Marlins side of the ball for the bats, I like the lefties. Give me Dietrich, give me Bohr. I like those options as interesting guys you can do as a mini stack or a one-off. But I like Bohr a lot, especially on Fantasy Draft at that 6.8K. Like that price. DraftKings, I'm sure the price is still great. Yep, 3.2. And then FanDuel, it's probably a little not as great. 3.1, it's not terrible, but prefer it on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft instead. On the Diamondback side of the ball, I like targeting Elizer Hernandez here, like Jared Dyson. He should be a really good play as like a nice value throughout the industry. I like him a little bit. Jake Lamb, too. I want to get exposure to these lefties here. I wonder if Goldschmidt still is a good price everywhere. It's gone up a little bit, which is unfortunate, but Fantasy Draft at 8.5K, I kind of like that a little. Wouldn't overlook that completely. I like him more against lefties, but I still think if you're doing an Arizona stack, I wouldn't want to leave him off. Descalso, too. I like his price. I mean, Baralt's got a decent price. There's some decent price tags on these Diamondbacks, so don't overlook these guys. I know the humidor is there, but I think we want to get some exposure to this Diamondbacks offense against the Marlins. Let's go on next one. Texas Rangers, Los Angeles Angels, and man, it's Bartolo Colon, and it feels like a great spot to target the Angels, but I don't know. Vegas isn't as bullish on them with a 4.64 run total. It's probably because partially of the stadium. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like the right slate to do it. I'm normally typically someone that wants to stack up the Angels, but I just think it's a slate where we could find a way to stay away from it. You know, sure, you can take some guys as one-off from home runs, but I don't know. I just think it's a game where I don't want to do it, but they're going to be so under-owned in tournaments. It's a big slate, but I'm just not going to end up playing the Angels today. It's unfortunate, but I probably won't get too much exposure to them. If I'm playing some low-dollar stuff, maybe I'll get some exposure, but I don't know. Probably a game I'm really just not going to get too much, have too much interest in. And then on the opposite side, like, you got Barea going against the Rangers. And if you need a cheap option, I wouldn't hate Barea just because the Rangers strike out a ton. Sure, it could obviously blow up in your face, but in tournaments, I think it could be an interesting cheap pitcher if you really need it. Let's go to the next game. Cincinnati Reds, San Diego Padres. We got Tyler Malley going against Walker Lockett. And this is a cheap option I think you have to like. You have to look to get exposure to. I mean, Tyler Malley is a guy that he has strikeout upside. He can pitch in good spots. But Padres, they struggled against right-handed pitching a ton this year. I do think we have to start like kind of looking to see what lineup the Padres are putting out there. They're starting to put out way better lineups, and this team is getting better. It's not a team that's good yet, but they've got young kids that are getting there, right? I think this is going to be a team once we hit August, and once we hit August and get them out of this park at times, and once we hit September, I do think they're going to be a lot better and just like playing better baseball. So all those young guys just have to get some experience. So we'll see. But I think this is an interesting spot. It's DFS. We're going by daily, and Tyler Malley I think is an interesting option to look at as a cheap pitcher. I think you could consider it in cash on two pitcher sites, but I don't want to go. I don't want to go too overboard with it. Tournaments though, for sure, I like him a lot. Walker Lockett is up next. I don't know a ton about Walker Lockett, but have the fan graphs up, and he's never had, I mean, the most he had, which was a 25.5K percentage, but other than that, it's, I mean, mainly in the low 20s. Sure, it's the Reds and they can strike out a ton, but I don't know. I'm obviously not, I don't think I'm the one to get this expert opinion on Walker Lockett. The K for 9, it's just, I wish it was a little better. I don't know. I think he's – sure, I like targeting the Reds normally. I think there's always upside against them because they can strike out a ton. But I think trying to go to an avenue to, you know, get information from, like, a Derek Carty or one of the guys that, like, knows, like, the scouts better is a better route. Like, sure, digging into the Fangraphs, which, I've looked into it a little bit. But I don't know. It just doesn't seem like that great of a pitcher from what I'm looking at. And I know it's the Reds, but I don't know. I just think I'd rather play Tyler Mallett instead. I don't think we need to go the Walker Lockett route today. I think it's a fine option to just kind of stay away from, just not one of the cheap pitchers I want to consider. Let's go to the next game. Sergio Romo against Mike Leake, and there is some value, I think, in looking at the Rays. I don't like targeting Seattle a ton, but if you want to look at like whoever the back end pitcher is going to be, it's not going to be Yarbrough. I think he pitched yesterday, so I forget who's next in line. It might be Pruitt. It wouldn't be Pruitt. I forget who the guy is. I'm blanking right now which guy it is. Hang on one second. Let me pull this up. Honestly, I don't know who it is. I don't know why I'm blanking on it. I can't remember who was that guy that pitched right after Yarbrough, but I'm assuming it would be him. That would make the most sense. But I don't really want to target the Seattle bat, so I kind of don't know why I'm talking about this. I think it's something to look for in good matchups, but I just don't think this is a good matchup to do it. So, I don't think it's the right play today. So I'm going to stay away from it. No need to worry about that on this slate. And I just think this is a good cross-off game. Mike Leake, sure, he can get blown up at times, but he can pitch efficiently. And I just don't want to play this game. So I haven't had many cross-off games so far, and I like to try and find some cross-off games. So we're crossing this one off. I just don't really want to play anyone in this game. I really have no interest. So maybe Brad Miller at the top on FanDuel because he's 2.5K, but if he was like 2.2, I'd have more interest. I think that there's better guys at that price that I'd rather consider. So let's just cross the game off, guys. Next game, last game of the slate, Philadelphia Phillies, San Francisco Giants. This is an 8 total. We got Nicholas Pivetta against Chris Stratton, and I have some interest here in Pivetta. There's just upside here against the Giants. They strike out a ton. I think he's in cash game consideration. I think he's a great tournament play. I like Pivetta a lot. No interest in the bats in this Giants stadium. I will pass. Stratton, he's had his good moments, he's had his bad moments this year, but the Phillies offense hasn't been the greatest. I just don't think we need to target any bats in the stadium. Never stack any teams up in the stadium. I'm not starting now. I like Pivetta a lot here. I'm gonna get exposure to him. Think he's a really, really, really good tournament play, and then a good cash game option to consider. He's in the player pool, might find his way out, but I like him. I think he's in the conversation. But that wraps up the slate. Let's talk about the stack of the day. I do this on the weekend grind with when I have people on, so people like to hear it too. They sometimes, when I don't talk about it on the Daily Fantasy Fix, they say, "Hey, what's the stack of the day?" So let me give you what my stack of the day is here. And it's tough, right? 15 games late, a lot to go to. There's the obvious Yankees one you can go to. They're going to have a good one. There's the core stack. We don't really talk about the core stack when we do the stack of the day, though, because, hey, it's obvious. I'm going to give you the Oakland A's. That's the one I'm liking the most. Ian Kennedy has definitely had his issues, right? Like I said, I love attacking fly ball pitchers. That's one of my favorite things to do. When I see a fly ball guy, I want to get exposure against them. 2018. So, sure, it's not as great as I thought it was going to be, at least the xFIP, right? 4.25. It's definitely a better xFIP than I was expecting. The fly ball rate, though, definitely had his issues. The hard contact against lefties, 42.3%. Against righties, 38.5%. I mean, the ISO is at 214, 181 for the lefties, righties with the 214, WOBA 364, lefties 339. I mean, this is definitely one to look to target. Like, he's had his issues. The exit velocity too against lefties is at 90.4. The average exit velocity against righties is 87.5. I mean, I want to get exposure to this A's offense. They're very boom bust. Sure, they can have their issues, but I think that this is a great spot to be targeting the Oakland Athletics offense. So that is my stack of the day. That'll wrap things up. If you guys have any questions, give me a follow on Twitter at Travis Mangone. It's TravisMangone. Over there, I always tweet out the podcast. I tweet out the Weekend Grind podcast as well. So if you guys want, give me a follow over there, and you can see my content and any news that I post and fun little narratives. So that wraps up the slate, guys. Thanks a lot for joining me, and I am gone.